Everyone, hope you all had a glorious weekend. It was so beautiful outside. I hope you spent a lot of time outdoors. Let's call to order the planning committee meeting, 8:30 a.m. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is public comment. If you are here for public comment, you have 2.5 minutes. Come to the podium and state your name and address for the record. All right, no one's here for public comment. Then we will close public comment. Moving on to item 4.
All right, our one and only item today. All of this should be pretty familiar. It originated out of committee. These 6 or so topics, and as you recall, we discussed them for several months, came up with some recommendations, took it to Planning Commission last month for public hearing, and it comes back to you with a unanimous recommendation for approval on all items, with one additional recommendation from them and then one change from legal. So I'm just going to go through them real quickly. These were the topics. We had the transfer of the permit, parking requirements. Staff wanted to enhance those. A minimum rental requirement to make sure if you had a permit, you were using it. Increased fees, limit on STR permits, and then civil penalties. So the first one was the draft that legal put forth with a transfer of permit. They have vetted this. They feel like it's pretty tight, and it does allow a permit holder to transfer to a family member, and then it defines how that would work. The second one is the increase in, or more enhanced parking requirements. What we really wanted was to, and overall, it's not a problem. Most of our permit holders are pretty good about this, but we have a few troublemakers. So we wanted to have it in there so that we could enforce it. But really, it's about communicating, the permit holders communicating with the folks that are renting from them, making sure that they understand, hey, if you come and stay here, we only have room for 2 off-street parking. So to make sure to accommodate that so that we don't have people parking on the street and blocking driveways and those of residences. The third one was the proof of minimum rental. We decided and we went back and forth on it would be good to have a minimum number of nights, but also a minimum number of bookings because we see a lot of loopholes with this. And so what came out of this committee and then the commission also agreed was a minimum of 24 nights and 4 separate bookings. So however that works out, but those are the 2 minimums and you have to have both of those. Next was the increase in fees. And I think that came out of the discussion for code enforcement, livability, and then also just the work that goes into running this program. So for owner-occupied STR, so if you live on-site and you rent rooms in your house, the fee was to remain at $250. If you live off-site and rent your whole house out, that was $500. Or if you live in your house or your ADU and rent the other one out as a whole unit, that would be $500. Last is the number of STR permits issued to one individual or legal entity. I'm going to come back to that. That, I think, came from you, Ms. Whitley. We talked about the fact that we have about 40 permit holders that hold over 100 of the permits. So a lot of people have multiples. There's not necessarily a lot we could do at this point, but moving forward, if this goes through, we wouldn't go in and take them away. If you have 6 permits, we're not going to remove, make you pick 2 and give up 4. But moving forward, we would better control that, and you would only be allowed to have 2 permits per legal entity or individual. I'm going to come back to that because on Friday, our corporation counsel gave me a little bit tighter language on that, so I'll come back to that. And then last was the civil penalties. We talked a lot about folks that operate illegally without a permit. We're maxed out at what we can do with the $500 criminal penalty, and so this would assess $1,000 in civil penalties. Real quick, the Planning Commission recommended approval of all of those things as presented. They did feel like because of the review of the legal documentation with a transfer of a permit, there should be a small fee with that. They said maybe anywhere between 50 and 100, depending on if staff had to review it. In some cases, our legal team would have to review that. So that was their one recommendation, is that there would be a small fee with when a permit does transfer to a family member. And then last, legal wanted to tighten up the language on an individual or legal entity. And so they would like to go from that top line to the bottom paragraph, which just they felt better sort of defined what that meant by an individual or legal entity. And so that's all I have to present. I'm happy to answer questions.
Do we have any questions from the committee?
No, ma'am, but I'd like to recommend approval of all items.
With the modifications requested by Planning Commission and legal?
Yes.
All right. We have a motion to approve with the modifications recommended by, and we have a second. Is there any further discussion? Ms. Hyatt?
No, second me.
No, I think I was going to ask about the parking. One time we talked about having placard or something that designated the parking.
Yeah.
Some of us thought it was good and some didn't, but I think that might help in situations where they're like townhouse or condos, you know. And it might just encourage people to think it really matters, you know, where they park.
Yeah.
Even if it's something we can't like send the police around to look for, but if they just understand this is what you have.
Right.
So that they, I don't know. I didn't think that was a bad idea, but.
It wasn't, Ms. Hyatt, and we did talk about that. I think, and we talked with representatives from Stramp as well, and I think that what they were going to do is kind of do it internally on their own because it would benefit them as well. So we felt it best not necessarily to put it in the ordinance, but they were going to organize that on their own.
And I think staff can implement that on their own because they've got the requirement that the parking be there.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know where it is.
Right. Yeah.
And I think staff can implement that as part of their
procedures.
Overall due diligence.
Yeah.
I do think it's important with the adding the fee for transfer permit. Mm-hmm. If legal has to look at it, I mean, we'll be able to cover the $50 or $100.
I think $100
makes more
Howard,
sense.
Howard, would you like $150 or $100?
I'll go for $100.
Okay. $100. All right. So you have $100. Okay. So the recommendation is for approval of the changes with the modifications and $100 transfer fee. Okay, and we have a second on that. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And if there's nothing further to come before us, this is very light. I think this is the lightest planning committee meeting I've ever had. We stand adjourned.
Yeah, sure.